Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what's up with him. All right, Mike, good morning. How are you, man?
Well, I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm just hanging out, buddy. It's all good.
I hear you. Yeah, that's about all I'm doing right now, hanging out.
Hanging out.
That crazy moon has really made it look tough. I mean, can't even see no squirrels, are they?
Boy, mine got busy again, but it's in the afternoons.
It's in the afternoons. Yeah, definitely. And I don't know. I've been home. Oh, when did I come home? Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I come home Tuesday. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. But, man, Tuesday evening, them dang young squirrels, I'm talking about, they didn't start stirring until you couldn't hardly see.
Yeah.
I mean, even walking back to the buggy, you know, I've seen squirrels in the trees jumping and stuff. I'm going, what is up with this? This is weird.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's just one of the moons, I guess. I don't know. But, boy, them deer, they have got knocked off.
You're behind that rut, and it's kind of gone weird on you, man.
Well, but, I mean, it's all the ground scrapes are they're fresh again, but, I mean, what a few deer I've been seeing, I think it was Tuesday, and I'm talking about I hadn't been in the stand. I got in the stand by 2 o'clock, and I ain't been in there 10 minutes, and there was a couple of those urine deers come out, and, I mean, fed for a second, just kept on going. About, I don't know, 5 minutes later, there come a little old buck, and a little weight point, nothing to him. And he stopped, done the same thing they done, fed for a couple of minutes, and then just right on behind them, you know. I guess he just hopeful, wishing that something happened, but it's interesting, you know. And I know we're going to have one more good push on them, but this ain't figured out when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, with all them scrapes freshening back up, so they're going to do something here pretty quick. Yeah. But other than that, that's it. Man, our duck situation is horrible.
Well, I keep checking back up Saturday morning, you know, this end of town anyway on the south zone.
Yeah, when it opened, yeah, it opened back up last Saturday on us.
Yeah, for you guys at north.
Yeah, and it was weird. You know, it was closed 5 days is all it was closed.
Right.
You know, I you know, they need to change it up, I think, but go back to the shutting one weekend down anyhow. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, but and I mean, in everything that when I do see a few, it's all wood ducks. I mean, I hadn't seen a gadwall or anything. I don't even hear them. You know, you ought to be hearing some of them birds flying down that river, but ain't happening. So. I saw one biologist, Ducks Unlimited biology. It's all farming. That's just not no farming in East Texas no more. I'm going, give me a break. We didn't depend on farming back in the days when we had all them birds.
Not for timber and, ducks.
No, you know. So, and with the acorns that we've got, I mean, them wood ducks ought to be in here. It's just stacked up.
Ought to be thick as flies, man.
Yep. And, you know, we've done had enough push on this weather, you know, some good blows. It was like that blow, you know, that we had last weekend. I mean, it blowed.
Yeah, it did. Oh, they've had plenty of winds to ride down. They're just short-stopping. There's a lot of birds above us that don't even come to the coast anymore unless they're just
right.
Forced here.
You know,
everything.
You heard anything on rubber? Heard anything on Sam Rubber?
No. What, as far as
birds?
Duck hunting? No, yeah. I hadn't heard much. Well, hadn't seen much either.
Well, I guess, too, though, that lake, they finally fixed that dam. I guess that lake creeping back up, so that hydrilla's covered up. So.
Well, I know it's low, 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 low.
Yeah. Just hadn't had the rain to fill it back up.
That's
but
over
I need
8 feet below pool, I think, something like that.
Yeah. But I went, it's been a couple of weeks ago, I went to the dentist and sitting in the weight room, and there was 3-4 gentlemen my age in there, and we all got to talking, and one of them was, he lived on Sam River right there, on that upper end down there, one of them high-end subdivisions. And
yeah.
He said they did have it fixed. He said we just ain't got the water.
No, they just hadn't had enough rain to.
Yeah.
Do that place any good yet?
But you know, back in the day, man, like the '80s, the early '90s, mm-hmm. There was some good duck hunting on Rayburn. You know, it was kind of hard to hunt, but it was some sure enough good duck hunting. But. You know, in like Rustic, Madisonville, he ain't got no birds up there. I mean, all his sloughs are filled back up. He ain't got no birds up. You know, generally he gets them birds after the season closes. So he get them rebound birds. And we will too in the river bottom. I guarantee you, once like come February, when we're out there really squirrel hunting heavy with that dog, them birds will, you know, they'll be coming back through and they'll.
Oh. Yeah, I'm looking at Rayburn. It's about 9 feet below pool.
9 feet still.
That's low,
wow.
Man.
That is low.
How low?
Yeah, I saw somebody posted something up about he found one of them old pecan trees down around the Black Forest, tore his lower unit up.
There's been a lot of that going on up there. A lot of stump jumping.
Yeah. So, and you get above that bridge up there, there's a lot of cypress sloughs up there, you know, when that thing, and that cypress don't go away. So,
you hit a cypress stump, you hit something, buddy.
Oh, man, I hit one on Lake Houston. One of the first rangers I had. Fishing one of them tournaments, tournaments got pretty hot on Lake Houston there for a while. And,
right.
And I know Lake Houston like back of my hand. And I was up loose as bow, and I knew I got wide in that turn and kind of got out of the channel, got up on it flat a little bit. And I hit one of them things, and I mean, it sheared plumb off. And I went back the next day. I went back the next day and found it.
Did you?
Yeah, I sure did. And wasn't nothing wrong with it. All I had to replace was from the motor down to where the lower unit attaches
the
back.
Trunk. So, yeah, I had to replace the trunk because it ripped the bolts out of the trunk.
Yep.
That's hitting that something weird. Right there, man.
You bet. Well, I was running about 70, so.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. That'll help shear it off.
That's better doing that than to throw the whole motor up in the boat.
I ain't no thing.
That's happened before, too.
Oh, yeah. So, as far as fishing, I talked to Brent, probably 10 days ago or so. Him and his wife had a bad wreck. They got run off the road there about.
Ballet did?
Oh, yeah. About Port of La Hatch. They was in her Tahoe. And, I mean, they were both in intensive care. He just got out of intensive care. He was still in the hospital when he called me. He's laid up. So
that's terrible.
Yeah, he said he did know the river was. Now, that's been 10 days, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was still green, he said. But it was coming. They'd done herd, so it's probably dirty by now. But he said the duck hunting was. He was trying to counsel everybody he could before the wreck, and because he said we ain't got the habitat for them.
No birds.
And no birds. He said they come through, turn around, and either go back or keep going. And I said, well, they have to go across that ocean and they keep going. So
yeah, they come down the coast. They go anywhere.
Yeah,
unless they turn around and backfill.
Yeah, they backfill. Yeah, they did. There's some birds up towards Port Sulphur and on that east side, and because that grass, it hung in up there. But that's the only thing about that, and them, I hear them duck hunters go to talk about it. When that river does fall out and gets beautiful, that grass ain't got a chance because that saltwater's going back up in there. So, and it's just like that wild rice. It wasn't as thick this year as it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. But once that salt water touches, it can't take one bite of it.
No, once one tide change, it'll kill it, man.
And it's done. I mean, you go through there one morning and it's just beautiful. And the next morning you go through there and it looks like a Sahara Desert.
Man,
it's
a delicate balance.
Oh, it is, most definitely.
Certain areas of the bird hunting's been good, the ducks. Just depends on where you're at. The marsh has been fairly good over this way, but just in areas, it's not like everybody's marsh is big time.
Yeah.
And it's, I've heard of more bad hunts than good hunts.
Yeah. Opening was fantastic because, like I said, I talked to some game wardens, and there was a bunch of them was shipped down there to help out of other counties, because they just had so many duck hunters. But, it's like geese. I've heard more sandhill cranes than I have geese.
I have too. It's, I've heard a few speckled bellies. Couple of times I've heard snows at night, but not like normal, not like you normally do.
No.
And it's just different world we're living in these days.
Things have
changed.
I agree with biologists on that because you don't have the rice fields that you used to have. So
no, you don't. If you want to draw the birds and a lot of geese and hold them up, you got to have agriculture. Got to have food.
Yep. Absolutely.
You spend a lot of time on I-10 between here and there, and you just don't see the geese rafted up.
We've talked about it. don't know how many times through the years me and you talked about it, because, you know, especially when I'm going back, I'm out of Beaumont. I mean, I'm to Lake Charles by daylight generally.
Yeah.
And from Lake Charles to Lafayette, you still got the rice fields, but you ain't got the geese.
Right.
And but it's just that brand of rice they're growing now, them geese don't like it. But I mean, 10 years ago, I leave Lake Charles, it getting daylight, and it's just solid geese flying or in the fields already. And
yeah, crossing the highway, and you know,
yeah, crossing that highway. I ain't seen that.
And, yeah,
I have not. Yeah, because I had a good friend, and I don't know, he might have passed away, but I hadn't talked to him in a few years. He grew up there in Welsh. Mm-hmm. And they used to sit in their backyard in Welsh and shoot all the geese they wanted.
Yeah.
Sit in a lawn chair.
Right. You know, so. Pass shoot them.
Pass shoot them. Yep. So.
Oh, well.
Like I said, different world.
All right, Mike. Well, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you, give them a number where they can reach you.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And I'm going to give it one more year. So,
attaboy.
26
Brent,
is going.
We're praying for him, man. I hope he gets.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a shout.
Good speed today. Him and his wife. That's terrible.
I'm home, and I'm going to give him a call. And then I'm going to head back to that bottom of Seaton, I guess. So,
all right.
See what I can do. So,
I'll check in with you Saturday morning, see if you got anything on the ground or got one you checking out.
Oh, I can check them out on that camera.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Everybody can do that.
Yep. Needs
to be in them crosshairs, man.
Yeah, no kidding. So, all right, bro.
All right, buddy. All right, take care, Mike. See you, man.
Later.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Tiki Island Way and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. James, good morning. How's it going, man?
How about them birds, buddy?
How about them birds, baby?
Oh, Lord. Oh. That was pretty funny. I was talking to Barry on the way home. He said that was great. Good time, man.
That was fun. Anybody that didn't get to listen, they missed out. We had some good talk.
Yeah, I don't even think you're the only one even answered a couple of questions. Caleb told Larry, man, I don't know what to do. Just let these guys go. I don't need to do anything.
The questions that come up on the screen, I could see them and everything. I kept waiting for somebody to do something, so I just said, hey, I'd read it out and just answer the damn thing. Get it over with.
We had plenty of stories to tell. Hey, you've been hanging out together, best friends, for 45 years. You got a lot of tales, man.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute, dude. But, Mickey, we fished the tournament. I mean, I don't know, I talked to you, but same old deal, no good. I mean, we caught fish. Actually, it was, you know, if you cared about catching fish, it was actually okay. But we didn't catch nothing good. But hats off to them kids that are catching them. Those guys are consistent because they, you know, they had the tournaments the same time every year. And once you dial something in, and I used to have something dialed in that I may not win, but I could go get a paycheck. But that faded on me after all these years. I think they all died in there. But it wasn't no good. No, seriously, I think they did in that when it got cold. But those kids catch them, man. They got something dialed in where you can catch them in any kind of wind. And that's what you got to have. The wind's going to be different. But when you have the tournaments, I was thinking about that in the shower, like, man, you know, why do they have to have tournaments when it's like 12 degrees? There's nobody killing anything anymore. It's all a video. You know, have them when the weather's nice. More people will come if you want to make money in the tournament business.
Well, true.
But so now I'm talking to David Carroll. He's fishing with me Friday. He's telling me about, this tournament Saturday, they're catching eights and nines and all. I said, whoa, wait a minute. What tournament? Here? He said, oh, no, it's in Port Mansfield. I said, David, I don't care if they caught 50-pounders. I don't live there. I don't work there, and I don't fish there, and I don't care what they're catching down there.
Exactly.
Now, you're catching 8-9-pounders up here? Well, I'm listening, but I don't care about what they're doing down there. Hey, I know a guy that fished that tournament, and when the fog cleared, there was like 8 boats around him and about 10 people throwing at him. So, that was a Carlin Lavelle, Jim's kid. I said, man, I ain't interested in that. I don't care if y'all catching 50-pounders. But anyway, the bite got a little slow yesterday. But anyway, on the fishing deal, so I told Cameron, I said, you know, this fishing's probably pretty good. And Sunday, you couldn't see nothing. I said, man, I'm going to run our trip up here tomorrow. I had Mark and Clint Lively. You remember them.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron comes with us. And you can't see the bow of the boat. I mean, it's like 0, 0, 0. And I said, man, I don't know. Maybe they were right in here, you know, yesterday. Cause from where we were fishing the tournament, we had to move. I stayed there for 6.5 hours, and we're catching the same fish. I said, man, Cameron, we got to go at least try to catch a kicker somewhere. This is no good. And we moved, and we started catching them, but they were the same. Don't even weigh them no more. They're all the same.
They're all clones. Cookie cutters.
Cookie, isn't that nice trout? I mean, you know, I said, this is probably pretty good fishing. So we go in there Sunday in that fog, and buddy, it's as fast as you can catch them. We caught 44, and even Glenn said, man, James, we should go. I said, we should go, Glenn. Let's get out of here. We wasn't killing nothing, but we wasn't really we wasn't fishing with treble hooks. We wasn't killing anything, but I mean, nice trout, you know, several 3-pounders, nothing bigger than that, but good fishing. So, man, this is like really good. So we leave and we go look for other stuff, go turn around. We don't catch nothing else, but man, I think we caught 44 in like, I don't know, Mickey, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, not long. So I roll back in there. Well, you know, the front came Monday and we didn't go. And then Tuesday I roll back in there and say, man, we got them. But we ain't got nothing. Like, man, nothing looks like this. This is terrible. I think we caught like 5. I said, man, let me go check in here. Maybe there's something in here. We trolled around in there. They had Johnny Holmes, Sid Lacombe, Freddie Creel. You know all them guys.
Yeah.
And I think Johnny caught one. Good one. I said, man, that's a nice one right there. I just put the anchor out. I don't even know what I'm even fishing on. And then Sid gets a bite. And then I catch one, and Freddie catches one. And, buddy, it was a war zone.
Let
we catch 40. We catch 40 as fast as you can catch them. And I did weigh one. I said, that's a big one right there. Let me weigh him. And he weighed 4.20. That was the biggest. So going down from there, we caught several 3-pounders. I mean, good fishing. Good fishing. So I said, man, let's go. We're done. We're done here. We went. Turned around, we went somewhere else and caught 4 or 5. Wasn't no good. But we left them biting. If you wanted to lean on them and catch 100, you could have. But yesterday, I don't know what happened. I don't know what everybody else's bite was like yesterday, but it got tough yesterday. I mean, we caught them. I think we caught 27. But, man, we had to work at it. It wasn't nothing like – they just didn't bite. It warmed up. Wind kind of switched. Saw that little west wind come.
Yeah.
And they just didn't bite as good.
Yeah, wind switched here about 1 o'clock, 12:45, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it was plenty good fishing. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like that. You know, yeah. I ain't had a whole lot of days like what we had Sunday. Now, Saturday, the fishing was good. I mean, if you cared about catching fish,
right?
It was good fishing. But we couldn't catch nothing good. But for Galveston, you and I talked about it on Angry You the other day. For Galveston, the Waitson boys put up in that tournament. It's kind of old school stuff. You start throwing around 15 pounds, 3 fish, that's pretty good fishing for Galveston. Yeah. Nowadays. You know.
Right.
Most tournaments, and I told Cameron this, I said, man, if you don't have 15 pounds, you ain't going to win. I mean, when fishing's good. Now, when fishing's
yeah, that's
bad,
the way it used to be. That was consistent. I mean, 5-pound average, that'd get you on the board, but there was guys then, you know, weighing in 19, 20, 21.
Yeah, somebody's going to catch, you know, a kicker. And we wasn't sitting on 15 pounds, Mickey. I think, unless we got real luck, we're going to catch maybe 13 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, if we catch two of them kickers, well, that's a different story. But
well, yeah, you got to have them. That's –
yeah, where I was fishing, I probably wasn't going to catch two. Probably going to catch one. But, no, it kind of slowed down a little bit yesterday. The water, it got hot. I had all these clothes on by 8:30. Man, I got to get out of this stuff, dude. I'm dying.
Peel it off.
It was nasty. But, so we left there Tuesday, and I said, man, let's just troll motor down this bank. Nice troll motor down that bank. Buddy, we start lighting them up again. I ain't close to where I was fishing. I was catching them on Lele. Freddie and then was catching them on everybody had something different on. I've been using that little PV, that flamingo color, but it don't matter. Like yesterday,
flamingo Rick said, how about flash.
That? Yeah. So Rick said he stuck it right there. What? How about that head? Is that good? I said, I guess it's good. Hell, I don't know. Throw it out there. It's a big old, some kind of. I don't know, some kind of like a hoagie 3/8 head. It was big, but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. Well, he's catching them, and I can't catch nothing. I said, man, I don't know. So I grabbed a Pro Elite, a quarter-ounce head, which is heavy for me, and I throw that out there on the channel, you know. And I put that on, and I started getting bites. They were just laying on the bottom, barely.
Right.
I mean, it was nasty. I said, okay, they're here. They just ain't biting.
Well, that's a pretty good indication. A guy puts a big old 3/8 gumball or something on and throws it out and starts whacking him. You better slow it down and get it down.
Yeah, I tried to slow it down, Mickey, with the eighth, and I ain't getting nothing.
It doesn't work the same. You got to get a little heavier and get it on down.
You got to get heavier, dude. So I put that on there, and I started catching them. Then they faded on that, and I went back to that light head, and then they kind of started biting. You just kind of floated through there, and it really wasn't even a bite. It just stops, and he's on there. He got pretty good for just a little bit, and then you just never could keep anything going. I mean, it was fine fishing, but
right.
I spoiled those 2 days of just pulling there and catching till you're sick of them. and not many little ones. Not many little ones where I'm fishing anyway. We caught a few yesterday, but not many little ones. So I don't know. But the
they show up.
Yeah, as
fast as they disappear, you get a little warm up, and they show back up. They just, where'd all these come from? What the heck?
Send a pencil show up.
I know it.
But we'll see. I'm a little worried about the day. I might get burned on this deal today, but we'll see.
Get burned?
Yeah, like not catch nothing.
Well,
I hate going back to the well, but I ain't got nothing else. I mean, you can go catch a few fish everywhere, but like catch a lot of them, I don't know.
Well, everything's it's weird up here at Morgan's Point. It's north at 5. Eagle Point, it's northeast, and down in Galveston, it's east. So
it looked due east at my house.
Yeah, well, it's up here north at 5 to 6.
Yeah, it ain't bad. It was supposed to be a little harder than this, is what I saw.
That's what their forecast was saying, 10 to 20. Well, that's a pretty good gap, 10 miles an hour from 10 to 20.
Yeah, tomorrow don't it looks like nothing tomorrow. When's that front? That little front's coming like Sunday night, I think. So I looked at it. I got it Sunday about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is what I saw. I was looking at it. I got Kelly and them on Sunday. I see what we was going to do. If I ain't going fishing, I'm going to go to the ranch.
Well, it's going to get cold at one night, and then it's going to warm right back up.
The cold doesn't, it ain't lasting. I mean, it gets cold, but it doesn't last. Friday when we was pre-fishing, it was pretty nasty. It was cold. It was like 42 or 43 when I left. Mm-hmm. It was pretty nasty. Man, but you can watch. When that water temperature, you just watch that water temperature, and you notice it'll move 2 degrees, and then fish will either move or they'll quit biting. It don't take much. 2 or 3 degrees, and they go somewhere else.
Yep.
Or they don't bite, one of the two.
Well, it's a game we play.
Hey, that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Fun is not finding them, though. Not finding them ain't fun.
No, that's not fun.
I've done a bunch of that, too.
Yeah, but we all have. Been there and done that, hadn't we?
Ain't that the truth, buddy?
Goodness.
I want to come do some of that stuff up there on your end we talked about the other night on Angler U. I'd like to come go check all that stuff out. And I might today because I'm probably going to get burned. I may have to go look for something else.
Nah, you'll get them. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that weather Sunday. I don't even know if I can shoot a shotgun. I don't even know if I can pick one up. I know I can. I don't know if I can swing it.
Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, it won't
be shooting
the
light
time.
When you better shoot a 20 or 28 or something with that shoulder.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot my 28. Well, it ain't my left side, but I can do it right there at the house. I can throw it up there, and you'll know the first time you throw it up there if you can do it.
That's true.
But if you feel it, you know, if you're compensating,
then you're gonna start favoring it, and you're not gonna be able to hit anyway.
You ain't going to hit nothing. You're just going to shoot up a bunch of shells.
Yeah, just burn some powder. Powder's
burn some
cheap.
Powder.
Yeah,
so
man.
I may let it rest. But see, I bought all my shells. I bought all my stuff. We go to Abel's. They got some of the best prices on shells. I used to get them from my little cousin. He owned that Ammo to Go company. I just ordered them from him. They ship them to me.
I've ordered a lot of stuff from Ammo to Go.
Yeah, that was Jason's company, and but now we go up there to Abel's. I think Carol rode with me, and I went and bought all my shells for the season. So, if you don't shoot them, you caught them for next year. They ain't like they're
they'll
going
be fine.
Bad.
Keep that powder dry. It'll stay good forever, man.
They won't go bad.
It won't go bad. All right, James. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about it going to the bottom, give them a number, man.
All right, man. 497-717-306. Had a good time the other night.
Hey, that was fun the other night. That was pretty good. I enjoyed
it
that.
Was good stuff. All right, dude.
All right, dog. See you, man. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in Galveston. Well, Boyd's One Stop, how about them? They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display right there at the store. Check them out, all their different size bottles and regulators, diffusers. But if you need more info on it, call Jason at 281-701-8107. He'll help you out with selection. And if you're looking for wild-caught guff seafood, no farm-raised, Boyd's is your place. All their wild-caught guff shrimp, 9-12s, 16-18s, whatever counts you like, they've got them. They're fresh, and the price is right. And their Cajun Grill next door, you can't beat the quality and the price of that food. Plus their Santa Fe location also. Check them both out. They're really good. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's jump the bridge on into G-Town down there and see what's going on Offutt's Bayou and check in with Sharky Marquez this morning. Sharky, good morning. How are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, bro?
Morning, man.
It is. It's a Thursday morning. Early morning.
It is Thursday morning.
What alarm went off this morning, man, just as I start getting used to not having to get up so early, and then here comes Thursdays again, but it's all good. Hey, at least I get to talk to fine people like y'all every morning. It's worth it.
Well, there you go, man. You on your, fourth round of coffee, fifth round this morning?
No, I'm on my third cup. That's
you doing good.
Yeah, I'm chilling out this morning. I'm just laid back, just sipping on it. No guzzling, trying to hurry up and wake up.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, we are we're just getting ready for this flounder season to take a flight here.
Oh, just a few more days, man. We'll be there. A
couple more days,
what's
man.
The 11th, yeah. So we got 4 more days.
Goodness. Well, we are. As you can imagine, we're pretty stacked starting up on Monday, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. It'll be a great season, man. I mean, it's we haven't had too many crazy cold days. I mean, we've had a couple of them in the mix, but for the most part, it hadn't been miserable outside or anything. So, you know, those cold fronts are yet to come. I was looking for an offshore window sometime over the next, you know, week or two, and I see a lot of different cold fronts pushing through over the next couple, you know, 2 weeks. So that'll really kick on them.
What is that, Sunday? We got one coming in, and it's going to be pretty cold Monday morning, but it's going to warm up for the rest of the week right behind that. So,
yeah. Been an interesting wintertime so far. Man, I cannot believe we're already in December. I really can't. This year has flown by, but.
Well, you're believing it's going to be Christmas.
Yep, I know it. Right around the corner. Maybe if we get lucky, we'll be eating some flounder for Christmas.
I think you will.
And then, before you know it, we'll be at that fishing show, man. Houston Fishing Show's coming right behind that.
No rest for the weary.
No rest for the weary. I think it's February 12th. If I'm not mistaken. No, you know what? I think that was last year. I'm looking at the last year's report.
Yeah, I hadn't
seen what day they start up
this year. Maybe they'll have one in March for a change.
Oh, it's the 18th. 18th through the 22nd.
February?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you go.
Yep, that'll be right around the corner. I'm sure we'll be doing something crazy for that. And golly, next thing you know, it's going to be summertime. Man, I'm just curious if they're going to last year. I think it was last year, maybe the year before it was. I'm not sure. My years are running together from fishing so much, but timeline memory popped up not too long ago of a bunch of flounder laid out on the deck with a bunch of snapper that we caught, you know? Because they had opened up reopened that snapper season for that little short period. I guess it was right there at the end of December or early January or something.
Yeah, I remember that. A year ago. Yeah.
Boy, that was a heck of a time.
The other day.
That was a heck of a time, man. Because you don't have to go super far for those big old snapper. In fact, I think a buddy of mine, Brad, went out on the bay boat the other day, yesterday, and they found him a little window and got out there and smoked some state water snapper.
Right.
So, man, some hogs too. I've been seeing some hogs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome.
Picked up, and so, man, when you can do that and you can go and catch your flounder, that's a fun deal, you know.
Well, that's of course, a pretty good on table fare right there. Some fresh, fresh snapper together. Oh, come on with it.
Come on, man. It's the best.
We'll grill us some snapper and fry some flounder. That sounds like
we got appetizer, the main course.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm craving some stuffed flounder, man. It's been a while since that's happened.
Oh, I'll tell you, I miss my mom. She used to make the best stuffed flounder. I can't even find a restaurant that comes close to it.
You know, really?
I love stuffed flounder. It's really good. And boy, she used to do it so good.
Golly. You remember what kind of seasonings and stuff she put in there? Man, it was just that mother's touch.
It was that touch, you know, with the crab meat and she would dice up shrimp real fine too to mix in with it, and just, I mean, it was stuffed, buddy.
And, yeah.
I don't know what kind of mix she used, the breading or any of that. I just don't know, but she knew how to debone them. She put that big pocket in there, and you had both sides of the flounder with no bones in it. It was nectar from the gods. Unbelievable.
Goodness. Yeah, that's good stuff. There's something about that stuff, flounder.
My mom could be in a terrible mood, severely depressed, and I bring home a few flounder and hand them over to her. Man, it was like Christmas. She loved cooking that stuff.
Turn it right around, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, brother.
Golly. And they're just so stinking fun to catch, man.
Hey, how did y'all's event go this past weekend?
It was great, Mickey. It was great.
Yeah, good turnout, and everybody gets some boat rides and a lot of good visitation.
We did, man.
That's awesome.
We did. We had we had Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus there the whole time, which was great, and taking pictures with the kiddos and you name it. So that was a cool sight to see. And boat rides. We're tripping around out there in the old off at the Bayou Bay there. And
the weather was good too, wasn't it?
Boy, it was gorgeous, man. It was absolutely gorgeous, and it couldn't have been a better weather. It was super foggy in the morning, early that morning. In fact, I went out with it's this whole week's been crazy. I went out with, I don't know if you've seen the Shrimp Diva and Pa.
Yeah, I follow her on Facebook, her and her dad.
Man, they're great people. Golly, Mickey, I tell you what.
They seem to
92,
be.
You know, 92 years old. 92
years old, still working a shrimp boat, buddy. That's.
I tell you what, he had his
A-game. I just want to make it to 82.
Golly. I'm telling you, man. He is sharp. I'm telling you, Mickey, he is sharp. It runs in their veins like fishing runs in our veins. I mean, they are serious about it and passionate about it. And boy, Captain Pop, man, he'd keep you in line, man. He knew where his stuff was. He knew how he wanted to get his stuff done, but just a great, I mean, I can't say enough about those, you know, about that family there that operate that. But anyway, had the opportunity to go out there and drag a net around and film like a music video for a song that I've got coming out, which I'm really excited. But man, they were awesome. They were just awesome. And we pulled up some crazy stuff, man.
That song wouldn't be about fishing, would it?
I mean, it might have a little bit to do with being out on the water.
A little bit to do with outdoors and fishing.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's funny.
Heck yeah, man.
Sure.
But great people, man, great people. And we caught, you drag that net, you don't know what you're going to catch. I mean, they had, I think we've seen a puffer fish. We've seen some stingrays in the net. And I know just all kinds of, but we had a great net pull. We only did one that morning and caught a ton of shrimp.
Right.
I started to think I got to get one of these for the back of my boat, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find a shrimp boat for sale. You got to buy the whole rig, shrimp boat, and all the license.
Oh, heck
these days. Let Bobber. That's I wouldn't wish that off on anybody. That's a hard living, man. I mean, it's it's good when it's like the guy business. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, man.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
It's a lot of work. It's the same thing. It's a lot of work for a bad day of fishing. Either way, whether you're doing what we're doing or doing what they're doing.
You hang a net up and tear it up, well, there went your day's pay or the whole week.
Oh, yeah.
It's there's a lot of heartache in shrimping.
I can imagine, man. I can imagine. But you know what? When you love it and that's what you do, I mean, golly, it was super cool experience.
I have a real good friend up here, old John Harrison. He's been shrimping since he was old enough to walk, and he's still at it. He's the best shrimper there is up on this top end. He's the man.
Really?
And you take his shrimping away from him, you'd take his life away. I mean, he loves it, and he lives to do it. Just like Shrimp Diva and her pop. It's in their blood, man, their DNA. They can't help it. It's their life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
We have very few shrimpers anymore. I mean, it's a dying breed.
Yeah. It was cool, man. It was, I'm not gonna lie. It was super, super cool. It was super cool. And Mama Sharky, boy, that's all.
Boat.
Do what now?
I've spent a few hours on a shrimp boat going with people and
really
can't inform. Yeah, just to do it, and it's fun.
Yeah,
until you run one of them hard heads all the way up under your thumbnail.
God, I was just about to say, buddy, man.
Hey, you reach down in that culling box, man. You better be careful.
Yeah, I was helping them do a little bit of separation. You know, separate the stuff out there, boy. Man, there's some hard heads in there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, and them little tiny ones, they're the ones you got to look out for, them with them little spines on them. They'll go right on your fingernail, and they're nasty.
That's nasty, what Jason was telling me, man. That's what, oh, my God. He's like, man, you want to be careful, Sharky, because one of them suckers gets in you. It's like a small snake, man. They just keep on giving.
Yeah,
I said, oh, heck no.
Well, hey, man, before we run out of time, throw out some info how they can reach out to you down there and come down to
heck
office,
yeah,
and hop on a boat and go have a good time, brother.
Let's do it, man. That we do. We have a blast out there, man. We're blessed to get to do what we love every day. Come on out. Join the crazy rodeo with us, man. You can hop on Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. That's outcastfishingcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. We've got on-site lodge, and y'all come out and make some memories with us.
All right, Michael. Hey, you have a
all
good
right,
day.
Buddy.
Always fun talking to you, brother. I'll see you.
You
Saturday
too,
morning.
Brother.
Later.
Have a blessed one, man. We'll hit you up on Saturday. It'll be fun.
You got it. Later, man.
All right, brother. See you, buddy.
All right, well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.